John chapter 10, 11 to 15. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is the hireling and not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling, and it does not matter to him concerning the sheep. I am the good shepherd. And I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
In verse 10, the Lord said, I came that they may have life, and may have it abundantly. And in verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. In these two verses, two different Greek words are used for life. In verse 10, the Greek word is zoe, which is the word used in the New Testament for the eternal divine life. In verse 11, the Greek word is psuche, the same word for soul, which means the soulish life, that is, the human life. These two verses indicate that the Lord Jesus has two kinds of lives. As a man, the Lord has the psuche life, the human life, and as God, he has the zoe life, the divine life. He laid down his soul, his psuche life, his human life to accomplish redemption for his sheep, that they might share his zoe life, his divine life, the eternal life by which they may be formed into one flock under himself as the one shepherd. As a good shepherd, he feeds his sheep with a divine life in this way and for this purpose. The Lord's divine life could never be slain. What was slain in his crucifixion was his human life. In order to be our Savior, he as a man laid down his human life to accomplish redemption for us that we might receive his Zoe life. He laid down his human life in order that we, after being redeemed, might receive his Zoe life, the eternal life.